This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily announced Wednesday it will print its final edition after authorities arrested staff and froze its assets using a sweeping new national security law, silencing the city's most China-critical media outlet. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedoms and deepens unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Small crowds gathered outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening, shouting messages of support and shining mobile phone lights as journalists put together the Swan Song edition. The end of the popular tabloid, which mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, has raised alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. A Russian military ship fired warning shots at a British Royal Navy destroyer after it entered Russian waters in the Black Sea, and a Russian jet dropped bombs in its path, Interfax cited Russia's defense ministry as saying Wednesday. The HMS Defender left Russian waters soon afterward, having ventured as much as 3 kilometers inside, the ministry said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday it's crucial that Libya holds a national election in December. Blinken, speaking at a peace conference in Berlin, said it's the only way to ensure peace and stability in the North African country. He said for Libya to be sovereign, stable, unified, secure, and free from foreign interference, quote, urgent agreement is needed on constitutional and legal issues, end quote. This is VOA News. The owners of private